This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Stunamonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
Welcome to the show. This is Jack.
Well, my name is Ami.
I'm Haseda.
What's going on, guys? This is Darren.
Hello everyone, thanks for joining to listen to the Monia Week Radio Show, presented by international students living in Christchurch. Today host myself, Haseda. Let's be honest, it's a new year and I know you have so many plans ahead, and one of that was heading to a foreign country to pursue your higher education and move on. As an international student, it was a bigger decision to move out from your comfort zone and live in the country. I know that feeling. So I thought of talking about the broader decision. This is a topic we all go through, but few opens their expressions and feelings. I will tell you the things that I had gone through and what sort of new things I learned through it. When I first made the decision to go abroad, I was around 70-ish, and which was I almost in my higher school first stage and getting ready to start A-levels. When thinking back, that is the best decision I could have made, following other steps that I've gone through. Preparing to go, in the month also leading up to my departure, the fact that I was going to be starting New Zealand didn't even feel real. I had theories and ideas floating around in my mind about what things would be like, but it all felt so distant. And it was New Zealand, which is far away from my home country, and it will take more than 20 plus flying hours to reach home. If I want to go come back, I made the packing list and the checklist week advance. But in my typical style, the last few days was very stressful, with all lots of last-minute changes and few breakdowns. I finally managed to pack my stuff in, leaving home. The ideas of studying abroad is a very fancy thing in the village countries and the countryside. The reality of leaving home is pretty scary. At least, I thought so. I made my whole family drive me to the airport. I gave them millions of hugs. Each I saw my mom. When I saw my mom full of tears, that made me emotionally done. I couldn't stop. Now I had to move on, or else she will keep dropping her tears in front of me. But ultimately, I had to say goodbye and abort the plane. When I found my seat, I got into my seat and looked out from my window for the last time before I flight leave from the airport. I called my mom. She was crying as hell. Oh my God, I was so nervous. When the plane took off, I started crying. For the first time, I seen my country's beauty from a bird's eye view. My eyes got red and started thinking about the decision I made. I wasn't sure, is that the thing, the right decision I made, but it's too late to go back home. Arriving. Landing was much more rewarding than taking off. Just knowing I had made it abroad was exhilarating. I went to a customs no problem, grabbed my luggage and called my cousins that was going to take me to my new home. They live 5 minutes away from the airport. And since I get out from the airport around 1:30 a.m. in the morning, it was really dark. But the cold breeze and the warm hug from my cousin had, and her cup of tea made me feel like home. I was pretty much exhausted and excited, as well as I was so jet-lagged that the first day was actually a bit of disappointment. I didn't go anywhere except the supermarket store down the street with my cousin. luckily, after a good night's sleep. Now, you guys thinking what I'm talking about? Still, I haven't come to the topic. First week, to me, the first week was probably the most exciting. And at the orientation, I met other people on my program to start exploring the city with. I felt safer, more awake, and ready to go because I was on a program with other students for my college. Making new friends was easier than I thought it would be easy. Classes started a few days in, and that had some structure to my day, which was almost comforting. For a lot of people, the first signs of homesickness started to show during this time. But I was running too hard to look back. After about a month, I started to relapse. The initial excitement of being in a new country had worn off, and I missed my friends and my family back home. I guess you call it homesickness. It stopped me from enjoying one of the best cities on earth, and I didn't know what to do. Lucky for me, two of my best friends, local to Christchurch, were studying with me. The most energetic and cool mates I ever seen in my life. The few free works, it was really hard to pick up their Kiwi accent. But with the time, I was really coping up with them, and they are becoming my family. It took a couple more weeks of homesickness before I officially settled my new home in Christchurch. I found a good group of international students to hang out. I was doing well in my classes, and I knew how to navigate the local grocery stores and other shops. I even had doing a favorite restaurant. I think what really made the difference for me, too, was having the friends to tour around with the city. I made the time to explore something new in the city and act like a tourist again. The most amazing thing was realizing what a great fun we had. I knew my way around Christchurch, like my back of my hand. The city had become my home. So now you can play the song. So guys, I got a little song from Dirty Money, I'm Coming Home. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming home.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming.
I'm back where I belong. I never felt so strong, and
I'm back,
I'm feeling like there's nothing I can't try. And if you with me, put your hands high.
Put your hands high. You haven't lost a life before.
This one's for you. Me, put your hands high.
Your dreams are filled. You're rocking with the best. I'll be on the song.
I hear the tears of a clown. I hate that song. I always feel like they're talking to me when it comes on. Another day, another dawn. Another Keisha, nice to meet you, get the math, I'm gone. What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be puffed, but it's harder to be shown. What if my twins ask me why I ain't married a mom? Damn, how do I respond? What if my son stares with a face like my own and says he wants to be like me when he's grown? Shit, but I ain't finished grown. Another night, the inevitable prolong.
Let's go.
Another day, another dawn.
Come on.
Just tell Keisha and Teresa I'll be better in the morning. Another lie that I carry on. I need to get back to the place I belong.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Ain't no
pain.
Check this out. A house is not a home. I hate this song. Is a house really a home when your loved ones is gone? And niggas got the nerve to blame you for it. And you know you would've took the bullet if you saw
right.
it. But you felt it and still feel it. And money can't make up for it or conceal it. But you deal with it and you keep balling.
Diamonds rise, some lick the playboy, and we keep ballin'. Baby, we've been living in sin, cause we've been really in love, but we've been living as friends.
Yeah.
So you've been a guest in your own home. It's time to make your house your own. Pick up the phone and come
home. I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. And all my kingdom away. And they've forgiven my mistakes.
Thank you.
I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
Coming home.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world that I'm coming
home. I'm almost home. Check this out.
Yeah. Home.
No stopping us now. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, it makes me feel strong. I thought I told you that we won't stop till we back cruising through Harlem. These old blocks is what made me, saved me, drove me crazy, drove me away, then embraced me, forgave me for all of my shortcomings. Welcome to my homecoming. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. A lot of fights, a lot of scars, a lot of bottles, a lot of cars, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Made it back, lost my dog.
Miss you,
but here I stand.
Come on,
a better man. Don't stop. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's talk about how to overcome the homesickness. I know this will be important for you. Don't give yourself a hard time. I know it's a bit hard to do, but what to do, you need to move on. If you keep thinking about your family and friends during your stay and the class time, it's just letting you down. The next one, don't spend too much time in your room. You need to get out from behind the closed doors and start enjoying the nature and the society. Isolating yourself will make you feel more intense, and you also spend even more time thinking about what you miss from home. Trying to keep yourself busy by organizing day trips, studying in the library rather than in your room, a part-time job, or even try to get some extracurricular activities will help you. Keep your dreams realistic. Remember, we all are human, but however, all are not equal. What we decide to be or what we to do, behave, impact on our future. One of the biggest myths about university is that every day is a wild party. We all enjoy minimal responsibilities and get drunk most of nights of the week. It is easy to look at everyone else's Instagram and Snapchat stories and think you are not having good as of a time as they are, or that you are doing something wrong. But don't forget that social media just shows a superficial snapshot of what people's lives are actually are. Try not to compare your uni experience to other people, and don't expect every single day to be the best one of your life. It's your life to live, and maybe it's your first time taking personal responsibilities for yourself away from home. Just remember yourself. Be yourself. Taking time to make friends and work hard towards your goals. Keep in touch, but not too much. Whether it's a phone call or WhatsApp group chat or letting a post, keeping in touch with your friends and family helps to close the gap and make you feel more involved with the things back home. However, keeping in touch too much can actually make you feel the distance more. The trick is not to let it get to the stage where you're communicating with the people back home more than you are with the people at uni. Remember, your friends and family will still be waiting for you to come back home during the holidays. So try not to focus on there, here, and now at uni. You can go back and visit them at any time, but try not to go closer to the start of the term, as it could make your homesickness worse. Explore your surroundings. One of the main reasons we feel homesick is often to do with being unfamiliar with surroundings. So it's a great idea to start aside some time to explore your uni town. Go around your house, at least talk to your neighbor and your friends. In fact, not getting to know the uni cities better is one of the biggest regrets we have ever done previous students side when they graduate. Go for walks, do some sightseeing, volunteer with locals, and you are the only round for a few years at uni, so now is the time to make it most of it. The last and the one is to stay positive. Of course, this can be a lot easier said than done. But making concentrate effort to carry a positive attitude around with you will help you to combat homesickness in a major way. Plan things into your day that you enjoy doing and can look forward to it. Whether it's socializing with friends or nice hot bath and an episode of Game of Thrones. Staying positive also makes you a pleasure to be around. So you probably find it much easier to make new friends, which also help you to keep homesickness at a bay. That's it. If you are struggling, don't feel as tough you are. Can't tell people you are unhappy. Friends and professional organizations are always on hand to help. Like student services at your uni will be able to point you to the right direction for help or someone to listen to you. And I'm done for the day. And this is my last song, Homegrown Alligator. See you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We're south of the equator, navigator. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone, a someone.
Thank you very much.